The Hainesboro pursues a policy for naming public facilities. And Skagway water and sewer rates increase. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Abby Collins. Those stories and more are up next. The Hainesboro is rethinking the naming of public facilities. Borough Manager Deborah Schnabel brought the idea for a new policy to the Assembly at its Tuesday meeting. Schnabel asked the Assembly to consider developing a policy for naming public facilities after people, or to not name things after people at all.
That's just an idea that I had in a way that we can maybe address some of the issues. Because as I stated earlier, undoing something is a lot more painful than doing it.
In the last few weeks, allegations of sexual abuse in the Hainesboro School District's past have been made public. The Haines High School gym is named after Carl Ward, the man accused of sexual misconduct. Ward, who died more than 20 years ago, worked in the school as a teacher, principal, and superintendent from the 1950s through the 1970s. Mayor Jan Hill addressed the allegations at Tuesday's meeting. She said she's in the process of drafting a statement on behalf of herself and the Assembly.
I just want the community to know that we are dealing with this situation and with this issue. And I appreciate the sensitivity that I've seen, because whether something like this even ever happened to you personally, it affects this whole community. And personally, I've been surprised at how it has impacted me.
The Assembly voted to direct Schnabel to establish a policy for naming public facilities that includes vetting. It will also include a procedure for the removal of names. Reporting in Haines, I'm Abby Collins. Skagway water and sewer rates are set to increase. Rates haven't gone up since 2005. Right now, the revenue from the utilities doesn't cover the cost of operation. A study conducted in 2015 found rates need to be increased significantly to get to that point. The Assembly passed a resolution establishing rate increases at a meeting last week. Assemblyman Orion Hansen said rate hikes aren't unusual.
Having your utility rates increase is a kind of normal thing throughout the country. And this is not a radical concept. If we fast forward 5 years, a single family residence would be paying an additional about $24, not even quite $24, between water and sewer combined. So this is just something that's it's inflation. You got to keep paying a little bit more because the cost of living keeps going up. I mean, I think we're all used to that.
Assemblyman Tim Cochran is on the Finance Committee. He said this action won't amount to a significant cost for residents.
Resident single family, it's only a $3 increase each year. The wastewater, it's $2, so it's nominal, it's needed. We haven't raised the rates since 2005, and the cost of operations keeps going up. So we're subsidizing more and more every year, in effect.
For water charges, the resolution passed by the Assembly implements a 5% increase each year through fiscal year 2022. Wastewater will increase 7% annually through that same year. The Federal Subsistence Board is deciding on changes to regulations for Southeast Alaska deer and wolf hunting and trapping this week. The board is meeting through Friday in Anchorage to vote on proposals to change seasons, bag limits, and other rules for subsistence wildlife hunting and trapping regulations across the state. Several Southeast proposals are being considered by the board on its consensus agenda. One would expand the customary and traditional use determinations for deer hunting for all rural residents of Southeast Alaska. That would mean rural residents in game management units 1 through 5 could hunt federal seasons and bag limits for deer throughout the region. The region's advisory council proposed that change, and it's supported by federal agencies. Another proposal would change wolf hunting and trapping seasons on the mainland of Southeast to match state regulations. A separate one would lengthen the federal season for wolf hunting on the islands around Petersburg, Wrangell, and Cake. The Klawak Cooperative Association is seeking an increase to the season and bag limit for black bear around Prince of Wales Island. That's an attempt to lessen bear predation on the island's deer. The change is opposed by federal staff and the Regional Advisory Council. Yet another proposal would limit the number of people that someone can hunt deer on behalf of under the designated hunter program around Wrangell, Petersburg, and Cake. That was proposed by Wrangell's Fish and Game Advisory Committee. Both the Regional Advisory Council and federal subsistence staff oppose the change. The board will also consider removing the requirement for marking traps throughout the region, similar to a change made to state regulations in 2016. Several other Southeast proposals don't have agreement among the reviewing agencies or advisory councils and will be voted on individually. For KHNS News, I'm Abby Collins. Thanks for joining us tonight.
The following is a listener commentary and does not necessarily reflect the viewpoint of Lynn Cannell Broadcasting, the Board of Directors, or staff.
This is Anne-Marie Palmieri, and I am president of the Haynesborough School Board. The Haynesborough School Board is deeply saddened by the recent stories of alleged sexual abuse of students decades ago. We're very sorry that this occurred. The individuals who have stepped forward have shown a great deal of courage by speaking out, and we thank you for bringing this situation into the light so that our community can talk and heal and take steps to make sure that current and future students are protected from all forms of sexual harassment and abuse. It's heartbreaking that these individuals did not feel that they could talk about what happened before now, whether that was because of fear of not being believed, shame, or embarrassment, and that they have suffered for a long time. The school district must learn from this. The school district continues to strive to make the school a safe place for its students, a place where the students feel not only safe from harm, but also safe to talk about difficult issues like sexual abuse. The recent stories are a wake-up call so that we evaluate our current policies and actions and redouble our efforts to ensure that a student in need can find someone to talk to. The school board is committed to helping all who have been touched by the situation heal. We recognize that a visible reminder is the name of the high school gymnasium, and the school board will discuss this at an upcoming meeting. We can no longer accept a culture of silence about sexual abuse. We encourage anyone who has been a victim of sexual abuse to tell someone that they can trust. And this is Anne-Marie Palmieri, the president of the Haynesborough School Board.
The preceding remarks are the personal view of the commentators and do not necessarily reflect the viewpoint of Lynn Cannell Broadcasting, the Board of Directors, or staff. KHNS welcomes the submission of responsible commentaries by our listeners. Please come by the studio, call us at 983-2853 or 766-2020, or go online for a copy of the commentary guidelines at khns.org under Listener Submissions.